Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where we answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Boris.
Your pool buoy video is contrary to what our coach coaches us. She keeps coaching us that with the proper use of a pool buoy, we will develop a longer reach with our hand pull and at the same time develop a better core and hence simultaneously be able to lift our feet to the surface of the water and be more hydrodynamic. Any thoughts?
What Boris is talking about here is a video that I did on the YouTube channel, I want to say in mid-December 2017. And what I said in this video is that a lot of triathletes and swimmers in general who don't have a background in swimming might actually be hurting themselves by using a pull buoy too often. And my contention in this was that by using a pull buoy, you're using a crutch and you're not actually training your body to float up to the surface, specifically your legs and the bottom half of your body, which tend to be fairly sinky. You're not training your legs to float up to the surface by having a good technique. You're basically using the pull buoy to pull it up to the surface. And what happens is when you get rid of that pull buoy, you don't have that crutch anymore. And this is what I've found talking to probably a half a dozen coaches, dozens and dozens of elite swimmers and triathletes. They say that, yes, a pull buoy is very enjoyable to swim with, but it develops bad habits. There are a lot of coaches that actually basically ban pull buoys because it develops bad habits. Now, we don't go that far in our group. What we use a pull buoy for is typically we will rarely use a pull buoy just by itself. We will use a pull buoy in conjunction with a snorkel, a band around our ankles, and often paddles. And what the band around the ankles does is it creates that sinkiness in the legs that is kind of counteracted by the pull buoy. But at that point, because your legs are wanting to sink, you're not anymore using the pull buoy for flotation. You're using it basically just to keep your legs from totally sinking, but you still have to have a strong core or you're literally going to sink because you've got a band around your ankles. Now, can you use a pull buoy and develop a good technique? And like Boris says here, use it to align your core and create a longer stroke. I'm not going to say no. I'm just saying that more often what I see is that people are using it for a crutch, not a training tool. When you can walk down the edge of a pool deck and you can see that swimmer after swimmer after swimmer, when they put the pull buoy on, it's like there's two parts to their body. There's their upper body, which is churning over, and their arm stroke is going, and their lower body is flopping side to side. Rarely do you have the addition of a pull buoy contributing to your entire body from head to toe acting as one solid, like a log, acting like one solid object. And the reason for this is because when you put a pull buoy in, your legs are sinky, your upper body has to move, so it's got to move back and forth. But the pull buoy, it wants to pull up the middle of your body, and it's doing so in a way that isn't consistent with what's happening in the rest of your body. So it's almost like putting a hinge in the middle of your body, that there's a fixed point that the middle of your body with the pull buoy is being pulled up to the surface of the water and nothing else is. So can you use a pull buoy? Yeah, I mean, I think, Boris, it depends a lot on who your coach is, what they're telling you to reinforce, what drills they're also recommending, how long they're allowing you to use a pull buoy, how much they're using a pull buoy within a set. But what I'll say is, on average, people don't use a pull buoy properly to make the swim more difficult and force them to be in a proper position. They use a pull buoy as a crutch, which is the incorrect way to do it. So on average, it's not as good as people would ideally want it to believe. So that's why I made that video the way that I did. Can you use a pull buoy? Maybe. Do I recommend it for everyone all the time and believe that it's an excellent, excellent tool to lengthen your stroke and create one solid foundation? No, I don't. So, Boris, I am sorry to rain on your coach's pole boy parade. I wish it weren't the case because pole boys are a delight to swim with. I just haven't found that to be extremely helpful. If any of you want to get your questions answered in the next edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee-ask. Ask your question there. Give anyone you want a shout out even. And while you're there, if you're listening to this podcast, odds are really good that you will like what we've got at triathlonterran.com/free resources, which is also up in the menu of the website wherever you go. And there we've got all of our free downloadable programs for swimming, strength training, bike fit maintenance, body maintenance, running warm-ups, all that stuff. Come back early, come back often. Check it out. You will love it. And we will catch you in the next edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast. Thanks for listening.